plastic in itself isn't necessarily bad, but we just produce it and throw it away and produce it and throw it away at very fast rate. And because plastic doesn't degrade, it can take thousands of years or it can even take forever. It's becoming a real problem. This is something that a lot of us have seen, you know, on TV. Blue Planet affected a lot of people and it affected me too. So I was kind of moved to do something, but had been feeling kind of helpless. You know, just seemed so difficult to really cut down on plastic because it was everywhere. So I came up with this idea of, you know, I thought if everybody worked together and shops were doing it and friends were encouraging each other, maybe it would be a bit easier. So I'd heard of challenge weeks or challenge months before, but I hadn't heard of anybody doing it in their town. And I just thought, I reckon that would work very well in a town like Faversham, where we've got quite a strong community here. So, that's what led me to this point. The idea is that people give up some of the throwaway plastic that they usually throw away in the course of their normal daily lives. And really, the challenge is up to people themselves. We want to start where people are. So I think for many people, you know, saying something like, I'm going to not buy my lunch on the go, I'm going to take a lunchbox with me every day to save on throwaway plastic wrappers. I'm going to remember my bag for life every day for a week. You know, so many little things that people can do that actually make a big change. So what we ask is that people look at the throwaway plastic that they normally have and decide what they would like to give up for the challenge week. And then ideally come on our Facebook page and tell us about it. Back in November, I thought, right, I'm going to go zero plastic for a while, and not just for 1 week. I decided I would do it to the end of last year. And I found it a combination of difficult and fascinating and kind of fun. Difficult at first because, you know, I had to take more time over shopping, maybe go a little bit further afield for different shops, not just the easy local supermarket. But fascinating because I discovered lots of new products that I didn't know existed. For example, I switched to shampoo bars. They look like soap bars, but they work just as well as normal shampoo that comes in a plastic bottle. So, you know, fascinating things like that. And fun just in the sense of engaging with shops. You know, it made me feel quite bold to kind of walk into shops and chat to them about, you know, the steps that they were taking to reduce plastic.